Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jack Mancini and Adam Sonwalter are here. They're both business coaches and partners at Maximum Value Partners, LLC. They're helping companies just like yours and mine put their best foot forward in the marketplace, making sure they have the resources they need and how to put all that together and make it function in a successful way. And they've been great members of our Brain Trust. Jack Mancini, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hi, Adam. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Adam Sonalter, ladies and gentlemen. So, okay, guys, I have a family business. My wife and I work together in the business. So you want to talk about how to fire your relatives who are employees of the small business. So I'm afraid to have this conversation because my wife will be listening. I need to keep. Hey Jack. I need to keep my job.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You better make sure all the sound is off and she can't hear that.
Well, I've learned that that life is a lot easier if I just learn how to say yes, ma'am, as my default answer.
You know, I've learned the same thing, Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes with experience and a little bit of age, doesn't it?
And knots on your head. So, okay, when we got relatives who are employees and they're not performing, Adam, what do we do?
Yeah, it's one of the biggest challenges. You know, I grew up and my parents worked together for about 40 years. And so I figured it was just normal and they were able to get along pretty well.
Well, but, there's nothing normal. I'm sorry, Adam. There's nothing normal about a family-owned small business. Maybe regular, but normal doesn't happen.
That's right.
Go ahead.
That's all right. So what we've discovered, you know, we've been coaching small companies about 15 years together, Jim. And what we've seen, there are all kinds of situations where, unfortunately, there are family members who are involved in the company as employees who don't really belong there. And it's a really tough spot. You know, one of the things that people will talk about is, hey, you know, wouldn't it be great to be the kid of an owner of a company? I can just get a job and kind of get in there. And it's a tough spot for a kid to come into a company because people assume that that kid is not capable of doing the job, and they're only there because mommy or daddy owns the company. And so it puts them in a pretty tough spot. So you got to be aware of those kind of things. But there are times where people just don't belong. And so
there are three ways I see it, Adam. Number one, they're not doing the job. Number two, they are doing the job. Sometimes they're really great at what they're doing, and they contribute. And number three, they don't even show up. Right? They're just on payroll.
Right. Well, and that third way is a way to kind of try to deal with this, where people who don't want to fire people, because again, most people don't like to fire people. You know, contrary to what people might believe about, you know, maybe the current president and those kind of things, people don't like to fire people.
Right.
Especially when it's family, you know. And so one of the things that we often will suggest to people is to do exactly what you were saying there for that third thing, Jim, which is pay somebody to stay away because they do more harm being part of the business. If you want to take care of somebody, you know what, just pay them. Put them on the payroll.
I got to be honest with you, Jack. I reject that idea because I've seen that happen. And when people find out that there's somebody in a family being paid out of the company and their bonuses don't turn out like they want it to be or whatever happens, they're going to trace it back to, you know, why am I busting my backside here to make a living when this person's taking money out of the company? And, you know, I mean, it can be bad morale.
Well, morale is a pretty subjective thing. And this works in many cases that we've seen where you pay somebody not to show up. Eventually it runs its course. In other words,
People look at the owners of small businesses, and you know this, Jim, you have to. No matter how hard you try to be just and to you know, let everybody know that you're trying to be as fair as possible, things get screwed up. And they don't necessarily believe that you're doing anything other than helping the family. So the morale doesn't really drop when you're finding Uncle Jim getting, you know, $5,000 a month or so just to stay away. Uncle Jim does more damage when he shows up.
Well, my recommendation, if you're going to do that, it's your money. You get to do what you want to with it. My recommendation is make sure that nobody knows about it but you and the other person.
Oh, letting people know what compensation is given to other people is a firing offense. There's no question. That should be the best guarded secret possible. Every once in a while it gets out. Uncle Jim probably is the biggest problem with right. yapping about it when he bumps into people, or maybe during the holidays has a drink and something comes out.
Right.
You know, to keep that secret is difficult. But I agree 100%. It should be attempted, and it should be, you know, definitely something.
So you guys actually recommend that. That's interesting. You've got experience to show that it works. That's an interesting thing. I would not have leapt to that conclusion.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a big challenge when people don't want to go through, even though they know in their minds that this person doesn't belong, and if that person was not family, that they would fire them. You have what we call the whole Thanksgiving thing, right? Where you got to see that person on Thanksgiving. You got to see them at right. birthday parties, and it creates other problems within your personal life that you don't want to deal with, right?
Well, here's where it comes up. You're the in-law. You've been brought in by the spouse of the child of the founder, and your spouse's sibling is the person that needs to be fired. You know, you're going to have to live with that person, right? I mean, it happens
That's
all
right.
the time.
That's right.
So I'm still of the mind that we find a way to let them go get employment somewhere else. What else can we do? What are some of the other issues when you got employees who are family?
Well, one of the ways to do it is
that one. Well,
go ahead, Adam.
No, so one of the ways to do it is to make them quit, Jim. Okay,
right.
Make them quit, and so it becomes their decision. And so there's ways to make that happen. One of the ways that we often see people do that is take this person who's a problem employee, who's part of the family, and try to move them to different parts of the organization to
right.
see if they can find a place to kind of put them. And after they've been in pretty much every place, they realize themselves, hey, you know what, I don't quite fit here.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it becomes their idea to step away and helps the owner kind of stay faithful a little bit there and be able to talk to the in-laws or whoever.
As we said in the beginning, family businesses are dicey. There's nothing normal about them. They're pretty wacky. But when they work, they're beautiful. We'll come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.